We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Tony Bruno.
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, Tony, it was a great night here in Oakland. We had Ricky Henderson misquoting God and popping his collar during his own on-field dedication ceremony. It's possibly the most Oakland thing of all time that ever happened. It was beautiful.
Yes, and then don't forget Jose Canseco on the pregame show saying he wants to come back in DH now for the Oakland A's as well.
That is, he stopped on by our set too, an unannounced walk by from Jose Canseco, and he's not here to talk about the past, Tony. That's one of the things. No, he's not here to talk. You know, here's the deal, though. You know, let me defend Jose Canseco for a minute, because there's no doubt this guy has played a lot of people for a fool in his day, but he was the first to the topic of truth when it came to steroids being rampant in Major League Baseball. I know it made him persona non grata, and he certainly tried to make a big buck off of it at the end of his career with his book and everything. And I don't think anyone's ever going to look at him the same. But to cast him out and not have him back and just declare him a liar is a complete rewritten history. Like, he's one of the only people, I believe.
You're absolutely right, and I wasn't taking a shot at him. He actually looked good. I saw a couple of him on TV. He's looking good, man. And I like the fact that, you know, that the A's and Dave Campbell is bringing back Ricky Henderson and allowing Jose Canseco. A lot of organizations don't do this. You know, the Phillies did it for a long time. They didn't honor Dick Allen and guys like that. And you got to embrace your history. And the A's have an unbelievable history. So I like the direction the A's are going in with the young players. And you mentioned Chris Davis, what, took him 16 games to hit his first home run. He hits two on opening night after not hitting a single one in spring training. So he's a great player. He had 42 homers last year, and he didn't get going until game 16.
Yeah, no, it was really, really impressive what he did last night. The fact that Melanson blows his first save opportunity for the Giants and Santiago Casilla shuts the door for the A's on opening night. It was just really a great opening day of baseball. I know no Giant fan was happy with the way that ended, but that was a fun opener for the Giants. The A's had their best opening night that anyone can remember in a real long time. We're out here, and it feels a little different, Tony. I mean, again, I don't think this feeling is going to last all season long, but I can't even remember the last time the feeling was this exciting about the A's. A guy tweeted me last night. He said, you know, I know we're only one game in, but I actually feel better right now than I did at any point during 2016. And that's good. That's what we're selling here. That's hope.
You know what it's all about? It's all about having young players that people can figure out. Kendall Graveman, here's a young, he's your ace now. You know, Chris Davis, you see he's an emerging star. And you can see the chemistry on this team. And Bob Melvin, as you mentioned, one game, he's going to go with the same lineup tonight. It's going to be a long season, but one thing's for sure, when you have young talent and you can see young stars developing right before your eyes, you know, you don't need to have nine superstars when you roll out there on a Major League Baseball team. You just have a good core, get a couple of veterans in there, and then watch these guys meld together. And the A's look like one of those teams. I was watching the Phillies game with my mom last night, her 93rd season, her 93rd opening day.
And so that is fantastic.
You know, she's watching the young Phillies players, and there's a bunch of guys no one's seen before, and they don't know Ryan Howard, and they're going through this metamorphosis of now. You got young players mixing in, and let's see what happens. So you always look for optimism when you had a dry spell, and the A's and the Phillies are pretty much in that same situation with some good young players, some good pitching, and who knows how far you can go.
Tony, I always get a little nervous for the NCAA tournament when it comes to that national championship game, because much like the entree or the dessert at the restaurant, it's the last impression everyone gets. And I think everyone walked away feeling like, geez, that was a pretty forgettable NCAA tournament. It's maybe the most forgettable championship run the champ has ever had. North Carolina and Gonzaga played a nearly unwatchable brand of basketball for all kinds of reasons, execution and officiating last night. I wish the sport I love looked better, ended better.
Yeah, I mean, it was ugly, and I know the officials are part of the story, and people saying Gonzaga was robbed. And the bottom line is it was an ugly game. And these are two teams that, let's be honest, as good as Carolina has been in their history, how many people had Carolina-Gonzaga in their Final Four? And Vegas got absolutely slaughtered because everybody and their mother bet on Carolina last night, and they covered the number because it was a pretty close line. I think it was 1.5, and they won by, what, 6? But there's no doubt that Gonzaga was in the game. And it was ugly, and it shouldn't be that way. Like after, especially after, and that's why I didn't even bother going to the Final Four this year. I was in Arizona early. I didn't want to go back, but not that I knew it was going to be a bad game. But after last year's excitement of the Final Four, it would be pretty hard to match it, and it didn't match it this year at all.
The one and only Tony Romo, and I do say the one and only Tony because there's another Tony in the headlines today. Tony Romo is Wally Pipping Phil Simms. I mean, this is something else. I mean, I haven't seen a guy go from the number one booth to now you don't work here anymore so we can replace you with someone who's never done it before. What do you think of Tony Romo hanging up the Spurs and heading to the microphone?
Well, I applaud him, you know, because a lot of people are trying to figure out which team he was going to go to. And, you know, he'll always be a Dallas Cowboy. To me, he didn't win any Super Bowls. You know, the guy had a lot of injuries, and the guy had some unbelievable plays. He turned some balls over in big games, didn't win a lot of playoff games. But the guy was a warrior. And to me, that's the way you go out. If I was Tony Romo, I'm trying to put myself in his position, which I can't. But thinking about if I were in his shoes, I would have done the same thing. I would have said, you know what, why go somewhere else and then possibly tarnish? If I go to Denver or somewhere else and I can't deliver a Super Bowl, does that tarnish his history? No, but it doesn't help. And now he's still healthy. You know, he doesn't have to worry about going through another training camp, taking a beating, suffering another injury in training like he did last year in training camp. So, to me, it's a smart move. The shocking part is that not only did he announce his retirement, and you know this didn't just happen in a matter of hours. I mean, the Cowboys were going to release him, and they told him so. And so he was already – either he was working the phones or CBS made the phone call and put a little birdie in his ear, because stuff like this doesn't happen overnight. You don't get released and then immediately offer the number one job when you haven't done it at all at any level.
Well, look at it this way. Within an hour of this becoming public, there was a picture of him wearing a CBS blazer tailored perfectly. That did not come off the rack, Tony. They sent that about a week ago. This has been in the works for some time. You can tell by the CBS Sports Network jacket. You know, this really is one of my absolute favorite times of the year. Opening day was fantastic. We had the NCAA, the Final Four. We got the NFL draft coming. The NBA playoffs are on the way. You got Steph Curry singing karaoke in the car with James Corbin going through the entire Disney repertoire. But there's one other song that I would like to end this conversation with, and it's one of the single greatest songs in the history of sports music. Elena, if you would, please.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Nance moving from Phoenix Glendale, Arizona to Augusta National, ready with hushed tones to deliver the chimed-in birds, not birdies, the CBS birds. I wonder if Tony Romo will be chirping on the Masters broadcast. They have to bring him into the booth, don't you think, this weekend at Augusta?
Let's go to 16, where Vern Lundquist and Tony Romo are in front of Rays Creek, and let's see what happens. Oh, I think that that's absolutely what slam dunked this deal this week. CBS basically said, look, Tony, we know Fox is coming after you. It's tough to walk away from the Dallas Cowboys, but would you like to be among the patrons eating pimento cheese sandwiches? Would you, Tony? And he said, let's get it done. Where do I sign? Take me to Butler Cabin. That's where I'll sign my deal, CBS.
Did he have a green jacket on, or was it just a regular maroon, navy blue CBS? I think they gave him Brett Musburger's old NFL Today jacket that they had in mothballs. But how about poor Phil Simms? I mean, Phil Simms has been ripped for years by fans. And then to go from the number one guy, the number one analyst, to out the door, I mean, that's, you want to talk about a slap in the face. Wow.
That is tough. I mean, and I know that they've said that they're going to reassign him or find another assignment. The number one booth is the assignment, and he's obviously getting demoted. There's no way to spin it in any other direction. I actually think that I like Tony Romo, having never heard him once do it, more than I like Phil Sims, because I know where that goes, and he wasn't very good. I didn't hate Phil Sims as much as most. But, you know, Romo left the door open saying, you know, should. You know, the Cowboys need me. And I couldn't help but think, Tony, how awkward would that call be to the Sims house from CBS? hey, Phil, Dak rolled his ankle. Tony's going back to Dallas. Can you get to Minnesota by week 7? Because that's where we're going to pick it up and have you run out the rest of the year. That would be awkward.
Yeah, who's the number two guy at CBS? I'm trying to think of all these booths because, you know, CBS has had a lot of changes over the last few years. You know, they blew off their set. Yeah, they got rid of Shannon Sharp and Dan Marino a couple of years ago. So, you know, it's been pretty stable for the most part on the Sunday NFL pregame shows. But CBS has probably had the most changes over the last few years.
Where do you rank Tony Romo on the most out-of-nowhere bona fide, totally legitimate Pro Bowler quarterback career? I think I got him number 3 all time behind Kurt Warner, who still takes the cake bagging groceries and playing for the Iowa Barnstormers. Then I think I got to go Tom Brady, because greatest quarterback of all time rarely goes in the 6th round, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And then I think it's Tony Romo. I mean, it really, really is.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not a Cowboy fan, but Jerry Jones.
Oh, you're not? I had no idea, Tony. Thank you for clearing that up.
I want to make that perfectly clear, but I am objective when it comes to guys, you know, and how they played and left it all on the line. Tony Romo left it on the line. The guy got beaten, you know, he got beaten senseless. Year after year, the guy got hurt. And, you know, when you get hurt that many times, sooner or later, you say, you know what, it's not worth it. He's got kids, you know, he's married, he's got a young family, and you want to keep playing and risk, you know, having permanent damage to your back and neck area. So it's smart, but I agree with you. Although I saw a breakdown today, somebody broke down the 2004 quarterbacks, and even though what's his face in LA now, the San Diego Charger quarterback, Phillip Rivers, statistically, it's slightly better than Tony Romo. Remember, Phillip Rivers was the number one pick. And so when you look at those two guys in the same year coming out in 2004, Rivers beats him, but not by that much when you talk about total numbers. So to be considered among, you know, Phillip Rivers is probably going to be a Hall of Famer. I don't know whether Romo's a Hall of Famer because he doesn't have any of the playoff wins. He's got a lot of numbers, but is he a Hall of Famer? That's the big question, I guess, now.
He is the 4th all-time passer rating and the, what? He won 61% of his starts. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer when you measure him against the Hall of Fame standard at that position. But he's in the Hall of really good. He's in the Hall of
absolutely.
He was very, very good. Yeah, yeah.
So absolutely. And the fact, remember, Jerry Jones said it, Tony Romo was a miracle. I mean,
he was a miracle.
Tony Romo was going to be the guy.
A miracle.
I remember that night in the bar when he said it exactly the way you just did, or the way Foster Brooks would say on many of those roasts back in the day, in the Dean Martin roast days, Tony Romo was a miracle.
I'm glad these kids were here to hear that authentic frontier gibberish. Rabbit! Rabbit! Thank you. I'm glad you got that. Would you please recap our interview today with a little Masters music? Would you Butler Cabin our conversation today? Elena, if you would, please. I'm going to have Tony talk himself off from Butler Cabin. If you will, Tony, please.
Hello, friends. We are live at we're not at Butler Cabin. We are here on the practice team at Augusta National. I'm Phil Sims. Oh, no, Phil Sims is not here. Phil Sims is not here. Tony Romo will be here for the Pro-Am tomorrow. Incidentally, it's amazing how he got here so quickly, because Tony Romo, as you know, a great golfer and a great patron as well. That's pretty much my Jim Nance. I have to
that
rehearse my final round. I'm working on my my. I just got done with my one shining moment. You got to give me a break.
Tony,
you can't expect me to
always
come out with a one shining moment one night and then try to do Butler Cabin and the Green Jacket ceremony less than 24 hours later.
Hey, the pressure of Augusta breaks a lot of men. There's nothing to be ashamed about, Tony. Thank you so much. A pleasure as always. Tony Romo. No, excuse me, Tony Bruno.
I was like, we just had Tony Romo on?
Tony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.